Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Hour number three, and Griff's in about 20 minutes. See, that's a trick we play. I don't know if you caught that. I don't know if you caught it, but Griff months ago told us that he'll have to go on Tuesdays at about 20 after because he's got a meeting. And we always fail to promote it accurately. We do that. Now it's a running joke. So Griff's in about 20 minutes. I will continue to promote it as 8. But it's 8:20. That's all right. I retweeted Charlie. No, I retweeted it too. That's okay. Who says getting the guest time right was important to the show? It's not. It's not at all important. So we'll just start making it a thing. We'll just start randomly posting the wrong times. And I'll endorse it. Yeah, I started this, so I have to take credit for it. I put the link up for Commitments. And what had happened was, and some of you who have already gotten your room, Commitmas is actually on the 18th. So you will arrive on the 17th or prior. If you want to come in earlier, that's fine. But most everybody comes in on the eve, and then they stay over that night, and then we have Commitmas the next morning. Speaking of miscommunication, I did not give the Omni the correct date for Commitments. Matter of fact, they didn't give them a date at all, so they assumed it was the same date as last year. And again, that's on me. Because last year's date was the 19th. This year's the 18th. So the link was wrong, so some of you got your room and you're actually coming in that day after the Commitments thing is all over. So you need to go fix that. And the new link I put up, I'll put it up again this morning, but that will adjust you to the 17th. Go in there and fix that. Yeah, go in there and take about a minute or two on that link and get your date adjusted. Still the same rate. Yeah, we got you the great rate for the room. And so if you are coming in, you're staying at the Omni, you're going to check in on the 17th. We'll have the adult beverage get-together in the Bill King suite, which, by the way, this suite is massive. It's the size of a small house, basically. So that suite is got plenty of room for people to mingle. And so you're welcome, whoever you are. Come on by. Bring whoever you want to. You don't need a pass. You don't need an invite. You don't need, hey, Bill promised me I could come. You don't even need to say that. Just come on. Come on in. And, by the way, if you're not staying at the Omni, let's say you're just driving in. You want to come in the night before and hang out. Coach Marshall and a few did that, too. So, come on by. Love to have you. Commitments, which is on the 18th of this year. It's always that Wednesday, but it's not the same date. So, again, it's the 18th, not the 19th. Long-winded there, but I want to make sure I explain that. So go in and fix it. And any of you that have a problem, feel free to email me or DM me on Twitter. But you can email me, billisking7@gmail.com. And if there is some problem, which I don't foresee, but let's just say you're having some kind of issue, we'll get it fixed. I'll get right to Todd, and we'll get it fixed. So don't worry about that either. Just let me know. 888-702-5494 if you'd like to check in today. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Griff at about 20 after this morning. Yeah, we've talked about quite a few things so far. College World Series coming up. And you've got, and I know there's SEC fatigue out there. I hear from you folks all the time. More SEC fatigue here. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State were the first two in. And then on Monday, Auburn and Arkansas added to the list. Auburn was up. I don't know how many of you got to watch this. Maybe you were busy with your job. And that game started at 11 yesterday, I think, on Monday. But Auburn got up in that game 13-0. They scored 13 runs in the top of the first. So in football terms, Auburn was up 40-0 in the first quarter. And then from then on, they just held on. They won 14-7. War damn freaking Eagle beat North Carolina. Now, I'm not a big fan of North Carolina or Duke, so I was clearly pulling War damn Eagle. No question. Alabama fans, I'm guessing, were. But I was. I was going War damn Eagle the whole time. Then after that, it was Arkansas Ole Miss, and It didn't become as dominant early, but Arkansas pulled out fairly early in that game and won handily as well. Tell you what, I enjoyed watching Ole Miss this year. I was kind of heartbroken for them. Ole Miss Evie's team. Because Ole Miss Evie, I was talking to her a little bit yesterday, and she was contemplating the trip to Omaha. Now, she is in the College Station area. Ole Miss Evie lives, 20 minutes or 30 minutes outside of College Station. She can get there real easy. So her trip would have been up north to Omaha to cover Ole Miss. So I was, and I don't have a dog in the hunt between Ole Miss and Arkansas, but I was kind of pulling for Ole Miss for Ole Miss Evie. Head up there and have a good time. Yeah, if you haven't made that trip, if you're not like Kevin up in DeKalb, no, Kev, and you haven't been, I'd say go once, just to, and I don't know if that's something you'd put on your bucket list. I don't think College World Series in Omaha, for me, isn't a bucket list thing. I'm glad I went that one time. I doubt I'll ever go again. I can watch it on TV and be totally content with it. But it's a good event. They used to have it at Rosenblatt all those years, which is just outside of downtown Omaha. It's really easy to get to. What's pretty cool, when it was there, it's literally in a neighborhood. Houses in a neighborhood. And in the yards of these houses, there would be apparel stores set up in tents. So you could go to somebody's random yard. No signs that said, get off my lawn. They welcomed you on their lawn. Literally, tents set up in people's yards that were apparel stores. Now, I don't know what that setup was. I don't know if the vendors would rent that space from the homeowner. That's probably what that was. And you could go in there and buy a UCLA cap, a Wichita State t-shirt, an Oregon State cap, a Vanderbilt t-shirt, whatever. It was pretty cool. Literally, you go from yard to yard. Now, this is when they had it at Rosenblatt. And you could just hang out, meet people. It was really cool. Really cool. And it's right next to, you've heard me talk about this, the Henry Dorley Zoo. And there's also a casino, because you can look. That's how the whole Council Bluffs, Iowa thing got started with the show. You can literally look over and pretty much see not only the Henry Dorley Zoo, but that casino, which is in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Council Bluffs is basically connected to Omaha. And that's how that all got started. I've still yet to ever go in that casino, but They say the Henry Dorley Zoo is really nice. I haven't been there either. Now the tournament is at TD Ameritrade, which is in downtown Omaha. Just a couple of miles from where Rosenblatt was. Somebody do the math. How far is Rosenblatt Stadium? And I forget, did they tear that down and just make it a parking lot, or is it? I think it's still there. It's just not. Somebody help me with that one too. I forget. But Rosenblatt to TD Ameritrade, I'm guessing, isn't even 5 miles. It's not bad at all. Omaha's a nice little town, and it's a great place to maneuver. Easy to get around. Clay checking in. Now, Clay's heading out there. Clay's a big Vandy fan right here in the 615, and he's heading to Omaha. He says, Bill, definitely a bucket list for sports fans in Omaha. Now, Clay, here's my worry about Vandy. Outside of Rocker and outside of Mason Hickman, I don't trust their starting pitching. I'm worried about that. If you ask me right now, I could bet Vanderbilt or bet the field. And you know, if I've got a dog in this hunt, I'm pulling for Tim Corbin. I'm a big Tim Corbin fan. Big. But I don't think they're starting pitching. Now, Rocker, his last performance was a generational performance, right? Mason Hickman's been consistently good all year. Give them their due. Outside of that, I'm not real trustworthy of that starting pitching. That worries me for Vanderbilt. Now, maybe it won't matter, but I think in a long tournament like that, and again, there's plenty of time to rest and get back, but I'm a little skeptical there. Call me Debbie Downer, if you will. Peter says, Bill, did the guys that own Rivals start 24/7? Yes, here's what happened. So Shannon Terry is the head guy. I guess he'd be the CEO that started it all. Then he brought in Bobby Burton, and he had some investors to come with him. But when they sold Rivals in 2009, they sat around for about 2 years, a couple of years. And let me back up. They actually were going to work for Yahoo. Yeah, when Rivals sold to Yahoo for $99 million, those guys, those owners, all got their piece of the pie. They split up that $99 million, put it in their pocket because they were the owners. So they did well. And they were going to work for Yahoo and continue to run the business. They all ended up quitting at some point pretty quickly because they could not work with Yahoo. Yahoo is a bunch of idiots, okay? Had no idea. Now, they'd bought it, so it's theirs, but they had no idea what they were doing. And that's why Rivals is an inferior product. Now, there are some good Rivals, individual sites, don't get me wrong, but it's vastly inferior to 24/7 now. So, Shannon end up saying, bleep you, I'm not listening to this crap. I started this. I built it. You're not going to tell me how to run this. Well, they were trying to tell him, so he quit. Bobby Burton quit. They all quit. Meaning the suits. I'd say within a year they all quit. So they sat around. They actually, Bobby called me and asked me about, they bought a barbecue joint in Brentwood just because they were bored. It was an existing, and I forget the name of it. Oh, boy. I do. I forget the name of it. But it's right there in the heart of Brentwood. I don't know if they still own it. And he called me about that back then. He said, Bill, you think this is a good place to buy? I said, well, I have no idea. They went ahead and bought it. And matter of fact, we had a meeting out there at that place. Me and Bobby and a few of the guys, and they would hang out there a little bit. They didn't have anything else to do. They had all that money in their pocket, and they were just living the life, man. You got to remember, they sold this thing when the economy was about to go totally south, 07. So they put millions in their pockets while America was about to hit a recession. I mean, these guys hit it right. These guys were not in a recession. And so they sat around for a couple of years, and I guess they didn't have a no-compete. So they decided to get back in. And they started 24/7, and it is what it is today. Now, here's the other thing. Those same investors that started 24/7, they don't own it now anymore. They sold it to CBS for maybe I don't really know what that number was, but I'm guessing it's probably twice that, $200 million. So these guys put all that money in their pocket again. Now they do run it, and they get along with CBS. So Shannon still runs it. A lot of those suits are still around. So this time it worked out to where they could all live amicably. The Yahoo thing was not workable. After they sold it, they tried to stay around and run it, and they couldn't get along with Yahoo. Yahoo is a bunch of literally idiots. Got to remember, I dealt with them too. I was in a year-long contract negotiation with Yahoo. So I've been there and done that. I've dealt with them, and you're talking about incompetent. We went an entire year negotiating what we wanted. It went back and forth. They finally said, we'll do it. And the guy we're negotiating with emails us and says, sorry to tell you this, but we just took a job at Disney. Disney's my dream job, so you'll have to deal with somebody else. The people we end up dealing with in the contract end up being people not aware of the contract negotiations, meaning they had no idea how we got to where we were, what we were doing, why we were doing it. They wanted a do-over, which we said, bleep you, we're out. That was after a year. That's what it's like dealing with Yahoo. Total incompetence. Griff's coming up. We'll be right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A Wreck with Injuries, where Old Murfreesboro Pike meets Faircloth Lane. It's across the way from Flyaway Airport parking. West of that, Donelson Pike is very heavy across Murfreesboro Pike. Western Hermitage is congested on 24 and I-40 in both directions. Watch for a crash on I-40 eastbound at the Eastern Split. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Five State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90. Overnight, a chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Is Griff with us, Charlie? Got Griff right here. Joined us 20 after. Griff, it's gotten to the point, I just promoted at 8 every time, just as a joke. You know that, right?
That's right. It's all good, Bill.
So have you ever been assigned to the College World Series?
Yeah.
When'd you go? With what team? Tennessee?
Well, I was actually covering Alabama back then, Alabama baseball back then.
And you went out to Omaha. What did you think of that experience?
It was great. I thought it was awesome. You know, it was exceeded my expectations. You know, I really enjoyed it. I think it's one of the better collegiate events. Certainly, it's you know, it can be pretty long out there. It can be a pretty long event. They seem to stretch it out quite a ways when maybe it could be a little bit tighter. But you know, let's face it, there's not a whole lot else going on in June, so. I was kind of hoping Georgia was going to go. I was kind of hoping to go back out there, out to Omaha. I hadn't been out to Omaha since I covered the U.S. Olympic swimming trials before the London Olympics in 2012. It's a beautiful city, and it's great this time of year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So if Georgia would have gotten past Florida State and, I guess, past the next round of the Supers, you would have been out there, right? Can you hear me, Griff?
They got knocked out by that team of destiny at Florida State.
Yeah, Griff, you're popping in and out. I'm hearing some of you here. Let's reconnect. Griff is sounds like Morse code right now on the show. So we'll try and clean that up and pull Griff back in here. Griff covering baseball. Anyways, Griff, are you there now?
I'm here. I'm here, Bill. Sorry about that.
That's clean. Yeah, you sound nice and clean now. Where are you at? Watkinsville?
No, I'm en route to Atlanta. I got a podcast to do in studio today at 11 or 12, I guess 11 your time.
So are those the same AJC facilities they've had all those years downtown Atlanta?
No. No, they moved out of downtown, I want to say, in the 90s. It's on the perimeter. It's in Dunwoody.
I did not know that. I thought they were still – wow. So you're saying this happened in the 90s?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
In fact, we're talking about a new building now. I mean, that's what they're talking about. But, yeah, no, I go to Dunwoody there on the north side and the perimeter there right across the street from the MARTA station. Really nice area there.
Griff is with us talking whatever we talk about. When is Georgia going to stop taking recruits from Florida? This is getting to be a thing, right?
They're taking recruits from everybody. I mean, you know, Kirby's got a lot of momentum, particularly on that offensive line. I mean, this is another great lineman. And, you know, it might seem like they've got an overabundance of linemen, but Georgia's going to lose probably four out of their five starting offensive linemen to the draft this year. And I think they're all, let's see, Andrew Thomas is a junior. Sal McKinley's a junior. Big Ben Cleveland's a redshirt junior. And Isaiah Wilson is a redshirt sophomore. So they're all underclassmen, but they're probably going to lose four out of those five guys.
Those four right there are literally all draft picks. Some high draft picks, right?
I'd say they'll all go in the first two or three rounds for sure.
That's amazing. Now, yeah. you weren't at Tennessee in 89 and 90 when they had that Charles McCray and Antone Davis. You weren't there yet, right?
No, but I used to hear Coach Fulmer talk about it all the time when I covered the Vols in the 90s. That was always kind of a standard. I thought the 98 team was pretty good, but Coach Fulmer always talked about that unit there.
Those two went in the top 10 in the draft, those two tackles, Antone Davis and Charles McCray. You've covered some pretty good offensive lines. How would this Georgia one that's heading into 19 stack up?
Probably the best across the board in terms of the depth. I mean, they go seven deep. They got seven guys who could start anywhere. I mean, Cade Mays right now is probably number six. Cade can play inside or out. And then Jamari Salyer was the number one guard in the country coming out of the 2018 class, and he was getting some first-team reps this spring, and he's just beastly. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this average is 332 a guy, and they're not fat. You know, they're all – I mean, these guys are all machines. It's it'd be pretty hard for Georgia not to lead the SEC in rushing again this season, I'd say.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when you consider some teams that have been struggling on the offensive line, like a Florida State, like a Tennessee, and Georgia's got an overabundance of them.
Well, it's a different system. It's a pro-style system. You know, it's what you're built for. You know, Tennessee was built for a spread and up-tempo. And, you know, when you had Josh Dobbs under center, that was pretty good. I mean, they set a record there, I think, for single-season yardage at Tennessee and points, if I'm not mistaken, with Josh Dobbs. So that was working out pretty good. You know, they down 21-3 to Florida that game and came back and beat the game. So that team could score pretty fast and move pretty fast. Different teams are built different ways. I'm not sure that Georgia was really built that way last year. I think you'll see more of that from Georgia this year. They'll still be a predominant pro-style offense, but I think you'll see from a little bit more in the two-minute. You know, he's a third-year starting quarterback now, and I think James Coley really likes getting the ball out quickly, especially those backs. Georgia's got a lot of backs that can catch the ball in the backfield effectively. And with the Eli Wolf transfer from Tennessee, you know, you got another target underneath.
Jeff in Birmingham wants to know if you're coming to Hoover for the SEC Media Days.
Oh, absolutely.
I totally
wouldn't miss it, man. That's great. That's, you know, it's right there with the SEC spring meetings as far as my favorite events. You know, it's an opportunity to network and kind of hear what each program's putting forward, what each team has to say about last season. I remember last year the Florida guys were, you know, pretty confident, and I'd say they're still going to be confident. It's always interesting, you know, to hear that Gator smack. That's kind of part of the annual deal there at the SEC Media Days.
They said, Greg Sankey said, I should have mentioned, that they're going to announce where they're going to be next year. I'm thinking the 615.
That's the rumor.
Yep. Yep.
The rumor. A lot of money there. A lot of money there in Nashville. Great destination town. Just got to get those roads fixed, Bill.
Apparently, we're not doing much about that.
Well, you know what? It grew so fast. I mean, how many times did I tell you on the show what a great place Nashville is? And you know how lucky people are to live there. Just such a great community and a great downtown. And, you know, just so many great things going on. I mean, Vanderbilt's such a great school. You know, they just got to get that stadium fixed. And, you know, speaking of media, remember last year when Derek Mason, you know, was talking about not being intimidated by Notre Dame and everybody, you know, thought he was – Vanderbilt should have beat Notre Dame last year. I that's the thing. I think everybody forgot that. That Vanderbilt team and what they've done there, you know, I'm going to be interested to see how Vandy does this year. I'm going to be curious to see – you know, how competitive they'll, you know, Georgia opens right there in Nashville. I mean, that's a game Kirby's not overlooking. It wasn't so long ago Vandy beat Georgia. You know, that's not a team you overlook anymore.
So, Griff, that means you're going to be forced to tour the facilities at Vanderbilt. You have no choice now when that happens, right?
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there somewhere. I'll,
hopefully they'll I just got to think it's got to get better, right? I mean, I've heard aren't they going to do some work on the stadium? Isn't that what I heard?
The new guy says they are. They're going to do football, basketball, and baseball. Baseball's going to get a new field turf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, football is what drives the revenue train.
Right.
Here's the question. Is there going to be more Georgia fans or Vandy fans in the stands?
Oh, Georgia. That's the case.
Yeah.
That's the case for almost any visitor. Any SEC-type visitor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, to your point, I think it'd be fun to come to Nashville for the SEC media days. I mean, you know, you get, for me, it's, you know, the night before it starts, you might get to go out for dinner somewhere. And, you know, I've got my spots in Nashville that I really like. But, you know, then those 3 days, you just grind. It doesn't matter where you're at, what hotel you're at, what ballroom they got the table set up. I mean, there's just so much to do. But you got to figure, you know, SEC Network will be there and Feinbaum will be there. You know, they'll roll out all the, you know, the big SEC stars will be rolling into town. And it's just another good event for Nashville. I wish they'd get Vanderbilt rolling. I mean, it seems like you got a window there right now.
Griff, we'll let you get on down the road. We'll see you next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
There he is. Griff joining us on the show. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, you got to remind Griff that they didn't have Ian Book. No, they were playing Brandon Wimbush, and Dexter Williams, remember, was suspended for that game. Jeff in Chicago. Jeff's an IU guy. He is not Mr. Notre Dame apology guy. He's just pointing out some stuff. All right, let's get to the bottom of the hour. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on 40 eastbound in North Nashville at Jefferson Street and in Midtown, wrecks at 24th Avenue in West End and on 31st in Charlotte. In Belcher, beware of a crash on 65 southbound between Dickerson Pike and the 24 Junction. Still clearing a wreck at Vietnam Vets. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now the fine folks at Papa's Excavating are on the air reminding all motorists to save the text message for when it won't cause an accident. Put down your cell phone and never text and drive. This safety tip is brought to you by Papa's Excavating, serving the area with quality and pride. They're your local full-service excavating experts. For residential or commercial, site preparation, demolition, grading, and more, call the pros today at 615-631-1145. That's 615-631-1145. The earth moves with Papa's Excavating, reminding you to never text and drive.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you. DXL.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Triple 8-7-0-2-5-4-9 for Cosby Cattleman.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour.
Hey, Bill, I thought I'd play off Griff as usual. Thought I might throw you a curveball, take a shot at the 615 today. Talk a little bit about why Georgia and Alabama and Clemson are so far separated. And maybe a quick comment about football in paradise, FAU.
You're not going to bring up the Our Lakes Have Nothing But Syringes in Them thing, are you?
Funny you bring that up, Bill. I got an idea when you know, when they bring Liebaum and Griff and all of them up there for talking season, as Spurrier would say.
Yeah.
Let's load them all up there on the General Jackson out there at Opryland Hotel.
Right.
And we'll take them out right out there in the middle of Old Hickory Lake, right out there below Nissan Stadium, right out there in the middle of everything.
Right. It's the Cumberland River, but no worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, throw them right in that dirty water and let them swim out. let them swim to Bridgestone. Give them a free trip.
You think the nuclear waste would kill them before they got to the shore? Huh?
Well, the syringes would be my worry, Bill. And what's that water park out there at Percy Priest? That one kills me.
What is that? Crazy Charlie, what's that water park called? I can't think.
Wasteland or something like that.
Yeah, that's more gang stuff. That's where the gangs hang out.
Hey, Bill, one thing on Nashville, and I agree with you. I mean, Nashville's great, but you know with the explosion down there on Lower Broadway? And okay, let's go down there to Lower Broadway and buy a pair of cowboy boots we'll wear for 3 days a year from the out-of-towners. Let's go down there and buy a $14 Jack Daniels from Luke Bryan, and then let's go get us some chicken wings for $13 and try to get on TV. I'm telling you, Bill, I can get you a George Dickel for about $2 at the Double C Ranch and still make money off of you.
So when I was in the Cayman Islands, we were driving along, me and my wife, and there was a house, literally a house. And Cayman Islands is, what, 7 miles long? There's nothing to it. It's real small. Anyways, and it had Budweiser on, like, one of the windows. So we went in there and had a drink. You're saying if we pull into Cosby, we can get a Dickel at your house?
Yeah, $2, and I'm still making money.
That's right.
And you don't have to go to the Dominican Republic either. Hey, Bill, one last thing before we get on the sports here. You know, Nashville is great, but I'll tell you, you know, from where I am, I can get to Atlanta just as quickly. And Atlanta traffic's awful and all this, and I don't like that rap culture and none of that. But Atlanta's a world-class city. It's hosted the Olympics. It's a cosmopolitan city, too. There are a lot of great parts of Atlanta, North Atlanta.
Correct. And Tony Barnhart lives there, too. So you got to add that to it.
Yeah, Elton John. Elton John lives over there. Tell your listeners who Elton John is after this call, Bill. But I'll tell you, you know, Atlanta, Lenox, you know, Defense Plaza up through there.
Yeah.
And I know Buckhead's kind of yesterday's neighborhood, where Atlanta is, but you guys are trying hard over it. Don't want to break your heart, but Atlanta's still a better city.
Is Buckhead yesterday's news? Is it kind of a has-been? Is that what you're saying?
You can't move it, but I think now these days it's all up. Alpharetta coming, going up 75.
So what would you prefer? Would you prefer the Belmead Country Club, Belmead Boulevard, or Buckhead?
I think I'd probably prefer Atlanta Country Club. Google it.
Yep. It's pretty nice.
For, you know, Atlanta, with all the stuff y'all got going on over there, Atlanta's still three times bigger.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. All right, Bill, sports now, two things.
Yeah.
You know, listen to Griff talk about all these players Georgia's stacking up. I talk to you about this all the time. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, all recruiting crazy. Obviously better than everybody else. That can lead me to believe only one thing. That's where these 17-year-old dudes want to go, 16, 17-year-old dudes.
Right.
Now, let's go back to the Spurrier-Fatmer Wars and Jim Donnan in the East. Georgia had great players. They just couldn't beat Florida and Tennessee.
Right.
And, I mean, I look at LSU. I think LSU's recruiting pretty well from what you see. I mean, a lot of these – Texas A&M's pretty hot this year too, right?
Correct.
At some point, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to beat Kirby. But I think a little bit of it is maybe it's just these millennial kids. I think it might be just a change in society. Let's go be fourth-team offensive line at Georgia and hold a helmet and try to get on TV and look cute as opposed to starting at Tennessee. What would make a young man think like that? It's not that Tennessee sucks. Tennessee's fine, got all the facilities in the world, beautiful, you know, facilities, fans that care. What would make a, a moron choose to be fourth string at Georgia as opposed to first string at Mississippi State?
Well, now, Wanya Morris didn't think that.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, Pruitt's, you know, he's fighting the good fight and everything. I'm just using Tennessee as an example. But I think it's deeper than Georgia, Clemson, Alabama. What makes these dudes choose to take a number and be third or fourth string at three schools in America that are running the entire sport as opposed to being, you know, walking in some of these places, probably an immediate starter? If you're a five-star recruit, I'd say you probably could walk in and start at 75% of America. I mean, look at Tennessee's offensive line. You think a five-star would have a hard time getting on the field over here?
Not if he can breathe.
They got last year Darnell Wright and the other one. They'll be starting, won't they?
Probably.
Or Cade Mays can't even get on the field.
Griff just said he was number six.
Cade Mays can't even start, and two dudes walk right off a high school field to start for UT.
Well, maybe if they do it like Fatmer used to and he put another tackle over there tight end. How about that?
Yeah. All right, Bill, one thing on Football in Paradise, and I'm going to get out here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on for that USC thing. Brew McCoy and the Steel Joker are both winding up in L.A. Is Clay Helton going to save his fat butt? Speaking of fat butts.
Who? Oh, yeah. Those two transfers. Well, neither one of them is a quarterback. So I don't know if that saves him or not.
Urban Meyer's going to be working at Fox Studio out there in L.A., Bill. What do you think about it? Him and Leinart and Bush, they're already talking about it out there.
You think he's already trying to figure out what 70% of $5 million is on taxing? Think he's looking at that right now?
Wonder what Clay Helton's got to do to save his job, 9-3 minimum.
I would think so. I mean, it's a bad league. You got to be pretty good out there. And that is the premier brand on the West Coast by far. I would think 9-3 would probably be the low mark. Now, you got to remember, they have a knucklehead AD. So who knows what Lynn Swann's thinking. By the way, Lynn Swann was born in Maryville, Alcoa. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know, I'd heard that and forgotten that. But he's also, Bruce Feldman's putting out today, he thinks Swann's will get fired by the 1st of October. They got a new president.
Oh, did he say that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, after all that gynecological scandal or whatever it was out there, one of their Larry Nassar deals.
Right.
And last thing, Bill, I take a lot of shots at Manny Diaz. He got a top 30 player on the recruiting trail, apparently.
I mean, Manny's going to be good at selling. Yeah.
That's real hard to do in South Florida, but that's going to be interesting to see how he does down there. I hope he falls flat on his nose, personally, because they should have hired Kiffin. But, looks like the model is hire a hotshot assistant with no head coaching experience. That's how Kirby got his job.
Well, they let him get all the way to Philadelphia and settle in on the job, and then they brought him back.
Hmm. Hey, one last thing, if Kirby's so good, did he lose to Peabody in year one?
Kirby Smart did lose to Peabody at home, correct.
For a guy who invented football along with Saban, how'd that happen? Maybe the leg humpers and Griff can tell us next week. See you, Bill.
See yeah, Peabody went in there and spanked that Heine. They did. That football team thought they were Vandy baseball that day. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Any need that you have for pest control, that is your number, 615-293-0722. Get on the list if it's just quarterly sprays or if it's something more needy like termites or what, brown recluse spiders? You don't want to get lit up by one of those. How about those fire ants in your backyard, perhaps? Give us a call. They will take care of it. I can promise you that. 615-293-0722. You're going to like the pricing, and you're going to like the customer relations. You're going to like the job that's done as well. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Let's take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Clearing wrecks with injuries on Old Murfreesboro Pike at Faircloth Lane, across from Flyaway Airport parking. Murfreesboro Pike is still very full across Donaldson. Watch for a crash on 24 westbound, the exit to Murfreesboro Pike. A crash on 65 south between Briley Parkway and Dickerson, and on I-40 eastbound at Jefferson Street. Smashville Moving Company, owned and operated by a Nashville native. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-burner gas grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-burner gas grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
If you have a doorbell, you can have CBD delivered by Ease. Ease is basically CBD Central, a fabulous array of CBD products, great pricing, and loads of information and advice. Ease even has a super knowledgeable concierge to guide your selection process in a live chat. It's the ease of CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanica every morning.
We'll be at the Omni on Friday, Omni Nashville Hotel. Danny in New York City says, Bill, I think Cosby is on to something. He says, I think it's the LeBron James generation. All these kids want to play for a dream team. Yeah, I think players being attracted to winning isn't new. Cosby's mad because Tennessee's not getting enough of them. I'm telling you, man, Cosby is the most unique fan in America. He's got a team, and nothing that team can do is ever good enough for him. It's funny. It's refreshing. The glass is always half empty. And it cannot be replenished. Doesn't matter. Do you think if Fulmer, let's say the basketball team continues to win at a high level like it is under Rick Barnes, and the football team gets resuscitated by Jeremy Pruitt, starts on the upward ascension, and the baseball program and the women's basketball program, all this stuff starts rising. You think Cosby stays negative? I'm telling you he will. He's not going to give Fulmer any credit. which is exactly the way I want him when he calls the show. Jeff, too, says, Bill, here's an interesting angle. And I knew this, but I'll read it. Says, speaking of Tony Barnhart / Elton John, for those of you who are wondering what that means, Cosby says that Tony Barnhart and Elton John are the same person. They look exactly alike. You've never seen the two of them in the same room. And he doesn't like Barnhart either, but he says those two guys are exactly the same guy. So that's why if he says Elton John on the show, it means Tony Barnhart. Jeff 2 says, actually, Elton John's got a home and spends part of the year in Atlanta. Yeah, I knew that. He's had a place there for a long time. There was one time I was there and somebody pointed that out to me. See that? It's a high-rise condo. He says, I reject Los Angeles. It's too overwhelming. He says, New York is unsafe. So he settled on a high-rise condominium in Atlanta, 36 floors up. Quote, I like the Southern hospitality. Everyone is incredibly courteous and friendly. Yeah, he's had a place there, I would say, at least since the 90s. Anybody in the ATL listening to the show, you ever see Elton John out and about? You ever see him at the College Football Hall of Fame? If he's got a favorite team, who would it be? You know what? Elton John's probably like everybody else. Elton John probably adopted Alabama, I'm guessing. Claiming that as a child, during the Bear Bryant era, he was an Alabama fan. He didn't just add on here recently. He's always been a big fan. That's what everybody says, right? I've always been a fan. This isn't new. Matt Smith says, Bill Rosenblatt is gone. There's a small replica of the old field in the parking lot now. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I didn't know. They've got a minor. There's an Omaha, and I don't know, are they still the Royals? But there's an Omaha minor league team. Think it used to be the Royals. Might still be. And they played at Rosenblatt. I guess they play at TD Ameritrade now, but yeah, that is in downtown Omaha, right by Creighton's basketball arena. Downtown Omaha, Nebraska. Had a friend here in town for many years who was a liquor distributor, very well to do. And in a sale, they the business got sold, and he ended up having to relocate to Omaha and loves it. Yeah, he and the family had to go out there to find the best gig for himself, and they love it. He is from Iowa, played college baseball, and was living here, and ended up relocating out there and loved it. Absolutely loved it. Tomorrow on the show, who do we have? Kevin Hagan will be with us. We'll talk Alabama with him. Alabama also getting good news in recruiting, and they're trending for what might be the next generational running back, Zach Evans out of Houston North Shore. That's right. Might well be trending there. Sounds like they've already taken an offensive lineman off that same team who's a three-star. Obviously, they want this running back. Bad. We also have, on the Wednesday edition, Josh Newberg. Berg will be with us as well. And we'll see. We'll see. Let me ponder. We don't guest it up much on the show. Sometimes, maybe one or two guests. If we exceed two guests, it's rare. We've done it, but it's not all that common. You know what? More than two guests would be kind of like, you know how they called the crooked number in baseball? Crooked number is a number other than zero or one in an inning. So if it's two, three, four, or like Auburn, 13, that's a crooked number. Anything more than two on this show is a crooked number. There's other definitions for the term crooked number, and that would be ours right there. But we'll see. If you've got an idea, you got somebody, who's somebody you think we ought to get on tomorrow? I will take it under advisement. It doesn't mean I'll do it. But I'll ponder it while I'm pondering tomorrow's show. I'm a little depressed. I really enjoyed yesterday because after the show, about 2 hours in, college baseball was on. Now, that Auburn-North Carolina game went forever, and Auburn had it done. Literally, Auburn had that game done in the top of the first inning. Before North Carolina ever got up to bat, that game was over. It was 13 to nothing. in a super regional. I'll tell you what. You know how they say that Kumar Rocker's super regional no-hitter is the only no-hitter in the history of super regionals? That's a fact. The Auburn-North Carolina first inning's got to be the longest, at least first inning, if not any inning, in the college, let's say, super regionals. I know at one point they said this is 42 minutes into the top of the first, and it wasn't even done. That's how long that was. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, follow him. At Bill is King. Lodge Pop.